Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Tacosphere. Welcome back to the episode of Soul Empowerment Radio. I am your host, Michael Brazel, and giving here, some of you do listen from other countries. I do appreciate each and every single one of you, so that's one of the things I am thankful for. I am thankful for this opportunity that I get each week to do the show. And we were on a semi-hiatus for a bit because I started a new training. I am now certified in the hypnosis healing therapy technique. So I'm now able to do past life regressions. I'm able to do the healing work that comes through accessing past lives. And then I'm able to take my clients into a state that allows them to also have contact their higher self with soul. So it's a beautiful process. I'm really excited to do this work. It'd be a nice addition to all the things I already do. And also it is empowering everything else that I'm doing. So it's nice when you can take a training and you can take steps in new directions and open up and do deeper work for yourself and for you are in service to. And I think thank you for joining me and for sharing in this experience each and every week, every episode that you're able to tune into. So thank you. So a great deal of gratitude to all of you and all of you listening to the future. Even if it's not Thanksgiving anymore, I'm still grateful that you took the chance to download the show and to share in the experience anyway. We're doing a short show tonight, nice, quick, and easy show. I just wanted to touch base because we will be kickstarting the show again, this weekend. And there are going to be some changes. So some of the changes, I'm going to go back to doing more readings and healing on air. I'm also going to be doing more channeling. And I had done some of that when we first started the show. And it was something that everyone really appreciated and really liked, getting that information directly from source. It's a very powerful thing. So it's nice when I can be the transmitter, when I can share that energy directly. So I want to do more of that work. I feel that this is a beautiful platform for us to not only do sessions and readings, but also for me to put information out. I'm also going to be doing mini workshops that are going to be here on air. So I'll be doing very specific things here on air for a very specific new direction that my work is going in. And I'll be making those announcements next week. So it's quite exciting. So we'll be kicking the show next week starting on Monday. And we're going to do, like we were doing before, every single night, p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I'm really excited to begin doing that. And I'm excited now that I am finished with this course, sitting in front of the computer for a long, long time, and running out and getting into that flow. And I am tired, so I won't be on long tonight, but I just wanted to update everyone and have to talk a little bit about gratitude. A little housekeeping, as always, if you need to contact me, you can you can also find me on Facebook at facebook.com/mbrazel. And I'll be making some updates. Things are going to be posted on Facebook, and that's where I post most of my happenings. So if you find me, you'll find me on Facebook, and you'll find all of the wonderful things that I'll be doing in not only this area, but I'm going to be doing more traveling in the next few months. So just be aware that I could be popping up anywhere. So if you do want to get a session with me, you can always contact me via my website. Gratitude. Gratitude, it's not something we should relegate to a specific month or a specific day. We tend to do that. We do that with love, with Valentine's Day. We do it with giving, with Christmas. We do it with gratitude. We do it with, you know, celebrating newness. But these are themes that we should be carrying throughout the year. They're not just things that we isolate and put into a small compartment. Because when we do that, it really, you know, I think that it's nice that we do have these, a chance for celebration of these very beautiful attributes. But when we relegate them to very specific days, we often take away power from the rest of the year. You know, it's like people who go to church on Sunday oftentimes live a church life Monday through Saturday. And then Sunday is absolution. It's like we have these days that are absolution days. Like now we're celebrating gratitude. But then tomorrow, you know, it's Black Friday and the start of the shopping season for Christmas. It's like there's these contradictions, and that's just the really, that's just one example. You know, how that transition happens from this to right to a place of opulence and greed. And so it's important for us to hold steady throughout the year, not just on these specific days of celebration. So I want us to really think about what gratitude is. And some difficulties with gratitude, because I think a lot of us know what gratitude is, being grateful for something, having deep appreciation for the things that are in our lives, the people that are in our lives, and the experiences that we are going through each and every single day. The hard part with gratitude is being grateful for the struggle, because it's easy to be grateful for those things that are easy and that are lovely and that are beautiful and kind. It's much more difficult for us to be grateful for the struggle. But it's oftentimes bringing us a lesson. It's bringing us the opportunity to grow. And without the struggle and without the suffering, we would not have those opportunities to transcend. And we come in with contracts and we come in with these agreements of things we're going to do. And oftentimes we're not in alignment with what our soul is directing us to do. We get that conflict. And the conflict oftentimes pushes us closer to what our original plan was, the reason we came into this existence. So have gratitude for those things. It's important to have gratitude for those people, those places, and those experiences that may not have been so wonderful. Survived. So you live through the experience. So there was a lesson in there for you. And if you're still moving forward, then you are actualizing that lesson. You're living. You're making the best of the experience. And you're showing that you can. Having gratitude for those parts of our lives that were the struggle can be difficult. Having gratitude for that person who became a very powerful teacher because they co-created with you. It's important to understand that we have to have gratitude for that too. Having gratitude for this don't happening in that space. It just says, I am now thankful for the teaching I received from having gone through this experience. thankful for the experience currently going through. And I see this a lot with people who are working with illness. They'll say, I am grateful for this because it's teaching me about health. You know, it's my body's tightness and its lack of flexibility that drives me to do and to study more yoga. Because as I practice yoga, my body becomes more supple. It opens up. It embraces. But it's the struggle that teaches me, not the process, right? The yoga itself is just the yoga. But it's my understanding of my body coming to those edges and feeling needs to be felt, and feeling the tightness in my hamstrings and feeling the anger that it comes up because my hamstrings aren't as flexible as I may like them to be, feeling it's just stuff, but all this really heavy stuff becomes a teaching as well. So I have to be grateful for all these very human things that I'm going through. I have to be grateful for those great teachers who were those people who were my exes and those people who were family members who you know, disagreed with my lifestyle choices. I have to be grateful for all these things because they are all part of my experience. They're part of this beautiful tapestry that God herself is weaving with me. And the more grateful I am for those experiences still have for me. There's this assumption, put a lot of force into pushing something away from ourselves that it will leave. But think about that statement, right? To push something away from you, like if we talk about this in the physical world, and let's and you away, you know, and you push it, your hands on it, what's actually remaining in contact with it? And that's the same thing that happens with our emotions and those people that we hold on to. Space. When we try to push them away, we're energetically connecting to them in a very forceful way. And the only way to truly let that go is to love it and to not push it and to not fight it. They were there. They no longer need your constant attention. And the way to disconnect that is to love them for the experience. And I know hard to really wrap your head around what I'm saying. But remember, loving them is not condoning what happened in the relationship. Love is letting them remain in the past and understanding there was a teaching there. And it just helps to transmute the energy in a different way. It doesn't invalidate your anger, and it doesn't take away your right to justice, and it doesn't take away your right feel what needs to be felt. But the best way to detach, because we really can't let things go, but we can love things to the point that we leave them where they are. It doesn't mean they'll come up, because they do. And every now and then I'll have a flash from like 15 years ago of an experience that's still maybe echoing through my life. And then I can, in that moment, feel what needs to be felt and be grateful for the fact that I was able to have the original experience, but can be grateful that I still have work to do. Because that's the journey. That's what we came here to do. We came here to do beautiful things in our lives. We came here to be phenomenal. We came here to be magical. We came here to shine our lights in every corner of the world. Here is love and compassion shows starting next week on the shadow and how to work with the shadow safely. We're going to be talking a lot about soul integration and integrating yourself in a way that allows you to access parts of your life that may be foreign. Your spiritual gifts, the shadow aspects of self that are also teachers within. Like, what are your addictions teaching? Is your resistance teaching you? Is your destination teaching you? So we're talking about some heavy stuff starting next week, because I feel like we've done a lot of the light stuff, a lot of the light lifting. Now it's time to do some heavy lifting. I'm also going to do some workshop teaching. So we'll do like a little 101 class, like on air, because I think we've done a lot of the shows where people call in and we do sessions and stuff. But I also want to teach you how to do this stuff yourself. So we'll be doing like little mini workshops on this show starting next week. I'm going to like create a schedule that, you know, will accommodate some of these things. And this is just like a vision. I'm a very big vision person, but I'm just out into the, you know, I feel there are changes coming. When we take on new training, like I did with this quantum healing hypnosis therapy class, it usually inspires new stuff. It really like, whew, like explodes in new directions, and I'm really excited to see where things are going to grow and go and happen. And tomorrow, I'm starting a fruitarian diet, so I'm making the transition to like really getting my body clean and healthy. And I'm taking on a new yoga practice, and I'm so we like do this work to transition into greater awareness of who we are and the path that we're walking. And we have to take risks, and we have to not hold back anymore. I'm grateful for the very experience showing up at our front door oftentimes and opportunities, and to not diminish this wonderful gift that we've been given to create and to manifest and to grow and to be part of something much bigger than the limitations we think are placed upon us. So be grateful. Keep a gratitude. It doesn't have to be fancy. It can just be one thing you're grateful for each day. When you first wake up, what's the first thing you're grateful for? Like, what do you go into the day with? Gratitude. So I open my eyes. Oh, man, I'm so grateful. It really kept me nice and cool all night long. I'm really grateful for there. So we can shine gratitude. Like, tell people in your life that you're grateful for them. They say thank you. I'm so grateful that you are in my life. Thank you so much for sharing in this experience with me. Tell people grateful that they are in your life. We don't do that very often. Sometimes that if we show gratitude, that will seem weak. But showing gratitude is one of the most powerful things we can do with someone. It's letting them know how appreciated they are. And a lot of times when I do relationship readings, that's one of the things that's gone along, that went first, is people take each other for granted. And they don't show and express the gratitude in the same way they did when they first linked up. And that's something that has to be kept alive, because it is so important. And it is so vital, and it is so empowering to the relationship to shine that light of gratitude on each other and to share that space. It's a very powerful tool for personal transformation, but also to transform the spaces that you are in. You know, like, when's the last time you were truly grateful for something? The last time you really had deep gratitude for other than your food. And even then, we often aren't so grateful for even those things. So, you know, there's going to be some changes. Starting next week, we'll be doing the readings and things on the air again. So I'm going to try to do some meditation shows over the next few days just to kind of get us back into a groove, because, you know, starting tomorrow, stuff gets really crazy all the way to Christmas. So I want to try to do some grounding meditations. I'll be doing some very specific stuff around in the body and keeping you nice and safe energetically as we enter the new year. So stuff planned. So next week, we're going to start doing the readings again. So we're not doing readings tonight. But we'll start again next week doing readings again. And we'll kind of do them, so we'll kind of take through the show. So we won't just wait till the end. I'm just going to kind of pop on and off and let the readings be part of the actual experience. So that'll be next week. So I'm hoping to really get this growing and to get people calling in and sharing. So be sure you're sharing the show, because if people aren't calling in and like sharing the show and growing this, and it, you know, if we don't, I usually wait till there's a certain number in the queue before I'll start taking calls, because that's just how it works, right? It's like, if you want this stuff, you have to also be a participant, because if people aren't participate with me in this, and because, you know, you don't want to keep doing CPR on a dead horse, right? You want to keep doing things to keep the energy moving. So let me know that you want to do this. So starting next week, we're really going to get really heavy and deep, and we're going to hit the road running. There's going to be no more holding back. So we're going to like really move the energy now, and we're not going to be apologetic about it. No, some of that no fluff spirituality that I know you all love so dearly. So starting next week, I'll be doing a very special show on the QHHT, so letting you know what it is. So if you really want to connect and talk about that, I'll be doing some of that next week. Also, this weekend, because it's still really fresh in my head, and I'm going to get it going tomorrow. And so much stuff to do. It's such a busy time of the year. It's so exciting. And I'm hoping to have some more guests on the show here soon also. I have some folks I'm going to be reaching out to. I do have Barbara Marks Hubbard coming on December 3rd, and I'm so excited to have her on. She's one of my favorite authors. So she'll be coming on the show, and we'll see. I have like some other people I'm reaching out to. So we'll get some stuff moving for the new year, coming into the new year, new stuff. New growth, new opportunity. So that's it. I'm going to do a really quick tune-in tonight. I'm really just recovering. I thought was going to do a longer show tonight, but I did the last of the classes today, and I'm done. You know, and so tomorrow is like my restart day. So I'm doing my juice fast in the morning, and I'm really getting back into my flow tomorrow. So today it's just one of those days where I just want to like play video games and just sit around and just relax and detach a little bit. So I love you all, and I thank you for sharing this experience with me and for being here, for being part of this. This show is for you all listening, wherever and whatever time period you're listening in. I really thank you for sharing this journey and for making it what it is. And I love every one of you. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your night. Namaste.